A lot of people here today. It's been an important day.
How's the first day feel, kind of getting back into the mix of things?
It feels great. You know, I think I'm excited to be out here, my teammates, and, you know, working to get better. So it's a long training camp, and I think we got to string a lot of good days together in order to kind of be the team that we want to be. But just going to be a lot of effort, a lot of work, and there's no easy way about it. You just got to grind and put the work in and listen to the coaches, try to make the improvements, and hopefully when we start the season, we'll be a lot better team than we are now.
You always want to have guys from the start. Last year, you didn't have Brock. This time, you do. Just the thought of having him in, you know, as he's coming back from injury and working him in slowly.
Yeah, I mean, the more guys we have out here healthy, the better we're going to be. So, you know, everyone's working, whatever situation you're in. You could be coming off injury, or, you know, you could come off a good off season. You just got to, you know, everyone's really starting at the same place. So it's the first opportunity to put shoulder pads on, and now the real physical aspect of the sport comes out. You know, in the off season, it's just shorts and T-shirts, and you're throwing the ball. There's, you know, that's about a quarter of the game. So we're going to see what we're made of, and you know, we got a lot of big tests ahead.
How much Gronk more energy, changes. Tom, is there out there with Gronk out there on the field? How much more energy do you feel?
Well, we always try to bring it, you know, regardless of who's out there. And if he's not out there, then it you know, we still got to find a way to do it. And I think really that's the lesson that we've learned. We got to try to win no matter who's out there. You got to try to compete at a high level. And, you know, when you have great players like that are on the field, it helps you a lot. Your margin of error goes up. But you got to prepare for both. So, you know, we've had different times over the offseason where certain guys have been in there, certain guys haven't, but I don't think the expectations have changed. You still got to go out and execute the play the best way you know how to, and try to do it at a high level on a really consistent basis.
Tom, last year offensively was a bit of a grind as you broke in all kinds of new faces and had some guys not in the lineup. Do those expectations now get raised even higher for those guys because they've been through it now a year? Do you expect more from them, that some of the mistakes they got away with last year, well, not got away with, but made last year, they can't make this year?
Well, I think it's about making improvements, and I think it goes from the guy who's the newest to the team, the guy who's the oldest on the team. I don't think you ever have it all figured out. You try to come out here and, you know, you work hard to put yourself in a good position to compete, and, you know, when you get a chance and you get your opportunity, you got to go out and make it happen. So it's really everybody. So there's nobody that's, you know, immune to it. You got to put the work in. You got to give it all you got. And like I said, hopefully on a daily basis, you continue to make improvements. But, you know, this game is a very humbling game. You can't ever think that you got it all figured out. You got to go out there and prove it every single day.
Tom, is there a lot of work to do to get used to this year's offense compared to other years? Are there a lot of changes?
Well, there's always a lot of work. I don't think there's ever a day you could take off, and especially with the limited amounts of practices that we have, you have to make them all count. You have to make the walkthroughs count. You have to make the practices count. You have to make the meetings count, and each one of them becomes more and more valuable the more that you're, you know, the longer you get into the camp, because you have less of them. So there's really not a play that's not important, or else we wouldn't be doing it. So I think that's really a great point of emphasis that all the offensive coaches give us, offensive players, that we can't be air repeaters. We can't, you know, make a mistake today and then correct it and then come back and make it again tomorrow, because then you never go anywhere. You just tread water.
Tom, can you just talk about the competition you might be having with Revis in practice, and what's it like to look at him across the line of scrimmage, but at least knowing he's in a Patriot uniform?
Yeah, he's a great player. So, you know, he challenges us. He challenges the receivers, and it's nice to go against, you know, someone like that. And, you know, we've had other great corners here in the past, but he's, you know, he's a great competitor, and having the chance to compete against him on another team, it's you know, I certainly appreciate having him on our team.
Tom, can you believe that this is your 15th training camp?
It goes pretty fast, so I think, you know, you just appreciate it, and there's very few people that have the opportunity that I have, and you know, I'm very appreciative of it, and you never know when the last one's going to be, so you just appreciate the moments that you have, and, you know, every year is something different, and, you know, this could be your last training camp. You never know. So you gotta make it count, and you can't take anything for granted in the NFL. So I try to do the best I can for this team, and you know, hopefully it leads to a great year.
How excited do you get when Ken Brell makes a couple of plays back to back like he did late in practice today?
Yeah, he made some great plays. I think he's certainly capable of it, and it's exciting for a quarterback when you see a guy make those type of efforts and lay out and catch the ball like he did. So he's been doing that since he got here, and, you know, he's another guy that's put a lot of work in and fought really hard, and it's fun to be out there with him, and I have a lot of confidence in him, a lot of trust, and you know, he's a great guy. It's fun to be out there with him.
What kind of strides can he make to help you in the passing game?
Well, he works his tail off, so I think that's, you know, one of his best attributes. There's nothing that's ever been given to him, so it's great to see a competitor like that. And when you guys make plays like that, then it just elevates the rest of the team. So, you know, not every play you're going to be open by 10 yards. Sometimes you got to lay out and make the play, and that's how you get to be a great offense. The plays that maybe are a bit unexpected, if you make those, then it just elevates your whole team.
How have you evolved as a leader over the course of your time here? As a player, but as a leader, we see you awfully vocal when it started back in the OTAs, right through minicamp, and even today, obviously having multiple conversations with different guys over the course of the practice.
Well, that's communication is a really important part of the quarterback position, and it's how you communicate. And hopefully, I can bring real positive leadership and energy to the team. And if the quarterback won't do it, then who else will? So that's kind of how I've always looked at it. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to be in this position. Like I said, I don't ever take it for granted. I appreciate the opportunities that I get. And it's a great group of guys, most importantly. It's the guys that really want to work hard and put the time in and have really made so much improvements over the time that they've been here. So you look at a guy like Julian, who's, just continues to get better. And he's another guy who's really fought his whole career. So, I'm proud of him and proud of, him coming back and getting another opportunity to work with him. Thanks, guys.